All right. Welcome. Welcome. Thursday Warriors. Oh, man. It's been a long day.
Yes, it has. But what better way to end it?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be fun. Like, actual YouTube is being slow for me. This is going to be great. Well, like I said, once those guys get off the network, we'll be okay. Anyway,
we'll do what we can. Yeah,
that'll be fine. This will be fun considering I have no comics to talk about today, guys. So, yay fun.
Yeah, and I only have two. So,
because I spent most of my day today doing interviews for the conventions. it was a lot of fun, though. You'll see me on Outtakes with Fiori and the Geek Church as well. And then last night I did one with Triple B, the Triple B podcast, and they're going to post that up this week. Anyway, how's everybody doing?
Two more weeks.
And then
before the con. One more show for us before the con. That's,
yep.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man. The next day, the day after that, I get to go and do setup. It's going to be crazy. So.
My brother said I should. Good.
I was going to say I will show everybody the. Both the beer label and the Astronaut Down variant that we're going to have at the show for people.
Oh, cool.
So I do have cool stuff to show everybody. All right.
My buddy said that next week or when I go pick you up at the airport, I should rent a limo and dress like Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber and pull up and pick him up.
Funny. So you get to have some cool con fun too. So this will be a very exciting thing. So all right. Well, other than that, guys, I guess since this one's gonna be awkwardly short on the comic end, if you guys have questions or stuff you ever wanted to ask us, Q&A.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good time.
Do you want me to just plow through my books real quick then?
Yeah, man. Do it. And then we'll talk a little bit about the She-Hulk trailer at the end. Okay. So we'll do comics and then we'll talk about con stuff. I'll show off some stuff for the con. And then we will do She-Hulk at the end so that people who didn't see it don't get weirded out by it, I guess.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it. I should have pulled the trailer up and then I could share my screen because we didn't get in trouble for sharing the trailer, right? It was when we tried to show things from an actual episode.
Well, I think it was because we ran. I actually think it was because we ran it for too long at a time.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. It's cool.
Yeah. I can pull it up on YouTube from my end and we'll run the trailer and people can see it.
Oh, let me share your screen, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, and you're starting to smooth out a little bit.
Yay, that's good. Well, I think they stopped streaming the music, so that helps.
Oh, yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right, I got my YouTube set up, so when I get to that point. You look much better. You look so beautiful.
I just thought it was because I wasn't wearing glasses.
Okay, books.
While you're getting those ready, don't forget, guys, that we also have, not only do we have Three Rivers Comic Con coming up, which is a big deal, on Memorial Day Sunday, we're going to be in Cranberry with our Geek Flea Market. You can get some tables. You just follow Cranberry on Facebook and look for the post about it. And you can get a table. I think it's like $10 or $20, depending on if we provide the table or not. And then the and then later in June, we're going to have our customer appreciation sale, which I have not yet decided what we're going to do for that. So sorry, I don't have what the sales will be for that, but there will be sales, I promise you. Ooh. Look at that.
I just wanted to show this because this is David Nakayama. This is his Poison Ivy number one cover. I think it comes out in a month or so.
That's really cool. I dig it.
Cover. Yeah, it's awesome. But my book, this was from a couple weeks ago, was Twig number one by Scotty Young and Kyle Strahan. And this book is like, halfway through this, I'm like, it's only five issues. Why? This is amazing. This is Scotty Young doing like amazing fantasy, like Dark Crystal kind of labyrinthish stuff. But it starts out with his character Twig. He wakes up. He's a little bit late for something. And he turns to his buddy Splat. He's like, why didn't you wake me up? It's like his buddy, but his pet also. Why was I supposed to wake you up? I guess this is his big day. He's going to be doing something important with his life now. So he runs to where he's supposed to go, which is right here to Mount Guffin, which this picture is just fantastic. I could totally picture this being like a Muppet thing.
Oh yeah. It looks a lot like the mountain from Neverending Story.
Yeah. So the mountain opens up, rolls out its tongue. They go inside and there's a whole like species of creatures and stuff in there that mine the inside of this mountain. And this is what he's late for. This is his first day as the new placeling. When he gets in the mountain, he meets up with these guys and they're like, hey, we want this item. What is it? It's this really cool crystal with the spiral on it. And they're like, we don't know. We just find them. We need you to take this to the Pathsayer. So he has his mission and he is getting, you know, he's going to set out on his mission. Really funny scene here where Splat's like, hey, if we went in his mouth, what did we just come out of? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. He's like, that's well, hilarious. It makes sense that we just got pooped. And he's like, nope, next subject, please. I don't want to talk about this. You can see the artwork is fantastic in this, absolutely, in this book. Here's a couple just shots of him traveling on his journey to try to get where, you know, he's going to see this Pathsayer. But it was a quick read as far as like the setup for the story goes, but I just like spent forever looking at this because the artwork was so gorgeous. Scotty Young's just got a really, really cool mind. But this is a book everybody should have. It's only five issues. Everybody should have that book. Fantastic.
We're actually we're getting a variant for a store for that. Give me one second. Oh, okay. The Dream Days store variant. We're getting a couple of those. They're going to be coming soon on the next wave of team variants because that's where we partner with to get our team variants. And they're a store out of California.
So. I just did a bunch of these team variants tonight. Sold a bunch of these.
Nice.
At Justice League 75. Still have a few copies left. People are like, quit pushing them.
Well, if you buy them off the shelf, we wouldn't have to push them off on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to show you this. Because I Hate Fairyland is coming back. And I thought this was awesome. Because it's I Hate Fairyland Returns.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just thought that was a really cool image. But this book is coming back. He's going to write it. He's not doing the artwork on it, though. So... Okay. A little bit of a bummer, but I'm glad that book's coming back. And then my second book, last book, is Immortal X-Men number two. This ended, if you remember, Magneto wanted to quit the Quiet Council and go retire on Mars. And Celine, who can control the dead, wanted his seat. And this basically opens up where she is controlling this Iraqi creature that links to gateways, because she's upset that she can't, that she didn't get picked to be on the council. They picked Hope. So basically, there's a giant fight that's happening. She leaves and goes to London and leaves them to fight this monster. The artwork on this book is great also. And the first two issues were really good. More cool stuff with combining powers. So this is Magneto just like impaling this thing with all kinds of like metal objects so that Storm has multiple points to channel the lightning into.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's like, oh man, there's so many cool ways, that, you know, after Hickman left, that this new direction they're going in, which is still kind of along his path, but they're using all these powers in cool ways and combining powers. But Hope is kind of like leading the charge, and she's like, I'm gonna get this. And Exodus is like, I can help. And she's like, yeah, but people don't like you, and your powers are stronger when people believe in you. So more people believe in me. So what if I just borrow your powers and then I'll basically be you? He's like, I don't know if that's going to work. And in the meantime, Mr. Sinister takes this concoction from all these different gene experiments that he did and injects himself with it and essentially hulks out and becomes like a Wolverine Cyclops Hulk monster.
Nice.
And I didn't put the shot in here, but he shoots a red laser out of his little diamond on his
forehead. That's awesome.
And it was pretty cool. So to stop the monster, Hope's like, well, this isn't working. I don't know what to do. And she gets the idea to steal Magic's power because that's what she does. She's kind of like Rogue in a sense. Mm-hmm. And she steals Magic's power, teleports to London, and in midair, as she's falling down, snipes Celine and kills her. And then teleports back because then she can rehatch Celine. Now she's been dealt with, and they rehatch her, and you're a little fuzzy when you come out of the egg.
Yeah.
Smacks her in the face and then has Exodus deal with her. Exodus uses his powers to turn off hers essentially for right now because
of that's awesome. Her,
yeah, basically being a bitch. and then really cool moment here after the council convenes because they kind of want to yell at Hope, but she does like a real diplomatic Scott Summers, like, well, let's table this and talk about it later. And she tells Exodus, you know, I hope you know I'm not the Messiah now. She's like, because Jesus didn't ever shoot anyone through the head. And I thought that was a pretty funny line, just that Jesus never shot anyone through the head. But overall, this was a great second issue. These are good. This is a good jumping on point for anybody that wasn't sure like where to jump in on this new whole direction with X-Men. So this is a great time to jump in on X-Men, two issues in on this Immortal X-Men run. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
super good. I was not aware it got that even crazy because like I wasn't super in on the Hickman run, so
yeah.
But it worked.
You might like this with Dugan and Howard writing these. You know, they still kept the thing that I like that they kept from Hickman is like those graphic design pages, which I know you're not a big fan of, but they don't. The ones that they keep are like in the middle of this book. It's a document. It's Scott Summers, kaiju document on how to deal with kaiju monsters.
Oh,
because
wow.
He's such a tactician. So he developed this. Yeah. So he developed this document on how to deal with that kind of stuff. And that kind of thing is really interesting. And I think it adds to the story. So.
Right. Yeah. Cool. All right.
Those are my two books. So, yeah.
It's all good. I guess it's my turn. All right. So, first we're going to talk about how awesome it is that we have a beer label done by Howard Chaykin.
Yeah.
So, this is the beer label for this year's convention beer. Nice. With American flag on it and Raul the cat. And nice. The reason I love this is mostly for Raul because he is a tabby, but he has opposable thumbs because they made him cybernetic gloves.
Yeah.
Nice. Have you read American flag at all? Like
some of it. Yeah, but not a lot.
Yeah. So it's very, I always kind of felt it was like a similar vein to like Judge Dredd. It was like almost like the American Judge Dredd, just not as crazy violent. I mean, it is crazy violent, just not as crazy violent. But I mean, this is freaking gorgeous, right? I mean,
come on. Yeah.
So VIPs and VIP plus ticket holders, you can get your cans of this signed by Mr. Chaykin himself at the Saturday night beer party at 8 o'clock at the Comfort Inn on Ohio Street. And then if you get the plus, you get this plus one of every other previous year's beer. And Joan Linsner will be at the show and he will also sign some Dawn bottles. So if people want that, that's cool.
Nice.
Now, this is really cool. So this is the Astronaut Down Three Rivers Comic Con variant. The book itself comes out that Wednesday of the show. So it comes out on like the 1st. And okay. It's written by James Patrick, who did Kaiju Score. He did some Green Arrow stuff in the back in the day. Did some Batman stuff.
Kaiju Score is a lot of fun.
Kaiju Score is great. There's a second volume of Kaiju Score, which is also pretty good. And then this
variant, it's still ongoing, right?
Yeah. Well, they're mini series, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So this this variant is done by Pat Olive. So VIPs that want it can get it at the VIP at the Three Rivers booth. We'll just hand you one. You can go have both those guys sign it, and then you can send it off to CBCS for grading. There are only 200 made, so they will be first come, first serve to the VIPs while supplies last.
Nice.
So, yeah. And then other than that, I put the map up today so you guys can all see that. I don't know if you guys care to see that, but I'm going to show you that anyway. Maybe. Wait, nope. I want that in a different format. This one. Hold on. Sorry.
While you're looking that up, guys, John is in the mezzanine area in the new store. This is where all the gaming happens.
This is literally where the magic happens. Yeah, it's where the magic happens.
I like to call this the LA Forum because that's where the magic happens.
All right, so check it out. So this is the main hallway when you come in. So the Allegheny River is over here on your right. The underpass is down here on the bottom. And this is the bottom floor of the convention center. So you come in here where guest entry is noted. You get your guest registration. If you pre-bought a ticket, you just go there. We scan your ticket. We throw your wristband on. And then you come here and there's going to be some people in this little hallway that say, show me your wristband. You just show me your wristband. Then you're going to go into cosplay row.
which we're having a competition for that, right?
We're having two cosplay competitions. Adults are on Saturday, and then teens and kids are on Sunday. Awesome. One of these booths will also be the Three Rivers booth, so you can get that VIP variant that you need, and you can also buy a Three Rivers Comic Con shirt. Nice. And that kind of lines the whole hallway down to the panel room. The green room is not for attendees. It is only for vendors and creators. And then you go into the main hall entrance, which is right there. And this is your Three Rivers Comic Con floor plan.
Ooh, wow.
Right? It's a lot of booths.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Like, all these bigger square ones are all vendors. I actually had to add one today.
Nice.
And all the artists are everywhere. I'm pretty sure Howard Chaykin's right here at E8. And then nice. Rick Leonardi's down here at E12. So we can form lines in the emergency exit ways. So, but it's kind of cool. There's concessions, some tables to hang out at. It's going to be a good time. Like, I'm really, really pumped for it. And
air conditioned, inside.
Air conditioning.
Downtown.
Oh, my God, big, air conditioning.
Huge guests. Like, this is... Right? It's going to be awesome. Now, and for everybody that bought tickets, or if you're going to buy tickets, don't forget, even though if you buy a ticket in store or online, you need to set up a ShowClix account with the email that you give us. That it's kind of like buying Ticketmaster. Yeah. If you bought
it's a ticket, it's just extra security to make sure that you get the ticket you paid for.
Yeah. So don't forget to do that. I think a lot of people thought, once you bought your ticket, that it would just it's emailed to you and there's nothing else you have to do, but definitely sign up for that ShowClix as a extra security. Mm-hmm. So what do you want? We want to watch this She-Hulk trailer.
Yeah, are we gonna stop or like stop in the middle, or you want to just run the whole thing and then
it's up to you. I was thinking just run the whole thing, but we can stop if you want.
I'm good. Run the whole thing.
Okay. I mean, I know there's some characters like Frog.
Ron has a question. Actually, no, Ron. We pay our staff at the Comic-Con. So, yes. but if you want to be on the staff, you can apply on the website. Or if you want to come down and talk to me at the waterfront, I'll be here all day Saturday. You can talk to me and we can see what we can do about getting you on the staff.
And a little bit tomorrow.
A little bit tomorrow, but not quite long enough for most people to be able to be here. So continuing on.
Yeah.
Trailer time.
All right. Let's see. Trailer time. Trailer for sale or rent. Sorry. Wrong thing. Okay. Here we go.
Was that porn? No, just kidding.
Being a superhero is a trial by fire. Who's gonna protect the world if not people like you?
I'm Jennifer Walters. I'm a lawyer. I have great friends.
Can we get some shots, please? It's an emergency.
A demanding job.
We just started a superhuman law division, and I want you to be the face of it.
And a frustrating family.
Cause we didn't ask for this, but you still gotta deal with it.
Your transformations are triggered by anger and fear.
Those are like the baseline of any woman just existing.
Oh. Bruce, kind of feels like if I don't transform, I'm gonna die.
Yes, yes, yes. No, no.
I just want to be a normal, anonymous lawyer.
Can you tell us where She-Hulk is?
Jen, you're a story now.
Girl, your ass looks crazy right now.
You could be an Avenger.
Oh, I'm not a superhero. That is for billionaires and narcissists and adult orphans for some reason.
Is there anything more depressing than dating in your 30s?
Yeah, this is the best date I've had in a while.
Oh.
Should we split some fries?
Let's get those to go.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I think it's good. There we go.
There you go.
Like I'm super pumped for this. Like this feels very like a good mix of the Dan Slott and the Dan Slott stuff and the Charles Soule stuff. That's kind of how I feel this is going to end up being, and I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, it does look like a lot of the Slott stuff for sure. I thought there was some cool things in there. I mean, Frogman being in there is kind of funny. It looked like maybe that was Titania that was kind of maybe ripping her clothes off to get into a fight. Looked like it was in a courtroom. You saw that the quick thing of the car crash. So I think they're still going to stick with the blood transfusion thing, maybe after an accident. I feel like they're still going to stick with that.
I'm just curious to see how they're going to, if he doesn't come out of Hulk form, how they're going to do that part. But
well, there was the one screenshot or the teaser trailer, I think, had showed him in his normal form. So I feel like he does.
I thought that was the same. I thought that was the same scene that they showed, like where, like she's in the thing and the saws come at him or come at her.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that was the same scene in the teaser, but he was in regular form. So maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be weird because there was a thing at the end of what? Which one of the newer movies? It's Shang-Chi at the end where Bruce Banner is there with.
He's normal. Yeah.
Yeah, and he still has his arm in the sling.
Yeah.
So, but it didn't obviously look hurt there. So, what's the time frame of where this show fits? I did think it was. I'm going to say it's probably around the Shang-Chi time frame because it's got Abomination in it and he's in the cell. I thought that was a cool dynamic. Me and Tim were talking about that, how they're kind of doing like a Silence of the Lambs thing. She's obviously going to be Abomination's attorney, in some way. So, the Hannibal Lecter kind of thing is, him. So I thought that was cool. I just, like Ron said, the CG in a few spots, mostly in the face, didn't look very smooth. And I'm hoping that they'll have that fixed by the time that it comes out. But I know
I had no problems with it. I thought it looked fine because it, the scene where, like the buzzsaw scene, right? And then they pan back to her and then she pulls off the door. In that scene, it just looks like she's disheveled, and that looks fine to me. The only scene that the CGI kind of looked a little, I'll use video gaming, to me was the jump, when they land. That's the only part that felt a little bit like that for me. So
when she was in the dress and the girls were like, "Your ass looks so good." That part, and there was another part where they showed just her face. It just looked unfinished. I'm hoping that there's maybe a little bit more that's going to be done. Ultimately, it's a TV show, so I get it. They want to.
I mean, if it looks if the graphics look end up looking half as good as they did for Khonshu in Moon Knight, I'm okay with it. So
yeah.
Because
I didn't think there would they really didn't seem to hold back on that at all. That was, they did a pretty good job. And they announced Daredevil today. Did you see that?
No. A new season?
Disney Plus Daredevil series.
No way. So is it going to be a continuation of the other one?
They didn't say, just announced it. I think there was a lot of talk before that made it seem like maybe it wasn't going to be, that these are just the actors, even though they're the same actors, are just this universe's version of those characters. But who knows? They may tie it in. Because if you go look all the shows, like things like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where they kind of hinted at that maybe they don't count towards the main timeline, they're listed on Disney Plus as Legacy Collection. So,
And these Spider-Man are listed as the Defender Collection. So, or the Defenders. Maybe, who knows? It could be, could be not. We'll see.
So, yeah.
But either way, I mean, it looks like a story that I'm going to like. I actually had somebody today say that they felt it was weird that ever since Disney got super involved with the MCU that they were doing a lot of like PC things and and stuff like that. And then you have like the one girl's like, girl, your ass looks crazy. Having her actually pick up the dude who I think is probably Absorbing Man. Because they did date for a while in the books. And he kind of looks like he could be Crusher Creel.
Because he's got the bald head and stuff.
Yeah. And maybe she ends up sleeping with him, and that's why Titania's pissed. And because I think that woman, I think, is supposed to be Titania. Like, her friend is supposed to, I think, be Titania. Because, I don't know who else it would be, considering, her main other friends were Captain Marvel and Hellcat and Janet and the Wasp. So,
was Spider-Woman one of her friends?
It's true. That could be Jessica Drew with the dark hair at the dinner table when they're in the club. That's like, you could be an Avenger.
Patsy Walker Hellcat would be really cool.
Yeah. No, to actually especially see her if they be brought more back Hellcat. The girl. Yeah.
Yeah, like if they Jessica brought back Jones. The girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it seemed like they were going there, and for some reason those shows seemed like they wanted to just it was one of the things I always hated about those and some of the Fox shows, let's make jokes about the costumes and stuff. And it's like, no, this is what this is.
Semi-close to what it was, and it worked out. I had no problems with what was it, season 3 of Jessica Jones with Hellcat being basically the main villain the whole time. I thought it was fine. I enjoyed it. I had fun. So.
Yeah, just you want to see her in that costume. I think a lot of people want to see it in the costume. So
I agree. I love that we're actually getting the She-Hulk costume though, like that workout costume with the purple and the silver. Man, does that look good? It looks so good.
Yeah. There's so many possibilities. I don't know what the ownership is for Paramount with She-Hulk. I don't know if this is an answer to that. Like if they only own the Hulk, because if the Hulk is in a solo film, it has to be offered to Paramount first to release it. But I don't know how far that extends. Does that extend to She-Hulk? Does it extend to any of the other characters in that universe? It'd be interesting to know, because maybe this is their answer to that, to tell more Hulk stories. So,
I mean, it also they've been setting up a new Avengers and West Coast Avengers and Young Avengers stuff. And she Young was Avengers. Both a West Avenger and a regular Avenger. So, I mean, and a new Avenger. Yep. So she could be pretty much on any of that. So, or was she Mighty Avengers? She was one of the two. She was on one of the teams. That's all I remember. So.
She's on the current Avengers team now that Jason Aaron does.
But I'm pretty sure she was on also one of the had Bendis fan made.
She would have been on, I guess it would have been Mighty Avengers, probably.
It was Mighty or New. It was one of the two. I don't remember which.
If she was on New Avengers, it wasn't till the second volume of it, because she wasn't on the original team. Spider-Woman was on the original team, but she wasn't. Now, as far as movies and shows go, somebody had an interesting thing that they put up online. They faked some screenshots, and I kind of want to see this movie happen now. And it's Captain America, The Last Mission, and it's the story. This is what these people want to see happen. It's the story. Oh, thank you, Marvin. Universal, not Paramount. It's the story of Captain America returning all the stones. And I think that would make a great Disney Plus series, a 6-issue. How many stones do we have? So that would be a pretty cool. A pretty cool series. So maybe they'll make it happen. I don't know, but Yeah, I think this is going to be, the She-Hulk's going to be a good show. I'm just, it was this couple spotty parts with the CG. But ultimately, I'm not going to like flip out and judge it until it comes out, because looking at the story and what they're doing, I think there's good direction there with that. So,
yeah. Also, news, nerd news that happened is that we found out who the new Doctor Who and companion will be.
Yeah,
Shidi Gatwa, and I can't remember what the companion's actual name is, but her character is going to be Rose. So some really cool things. A, David Tennant and Catherine Tate are going to replace their 10th Doctor and Donna characters for the anniversary episode, the hour and a half last episode that is the final Chimbal episode with 13 into 14. And the fan theory, this was the best fan theory I have ever heard. The fan theory is that Rose is actually Donna and Donna's husband's kid, because Donna marries this black dude in the David Tennant farewell episode. And we think what's going to happen is 13 is going to go on this adventure with them. And then at the end of that, when it switches to 14, 14 is going to then go and find that kid and check on that kid to see if that kid had any of the issues, like, cause they had to basically put the heart of the TARDIS in Donna so that she wouldn't die. And he's going to go and check on the kid will be grown up, and that will become the new companion. This is also, so this is the second African-American, well, I shouldn't say African-American because they're British, the second black doctor that we're going to have, because we did have the renegade doctor, I think is what they're calling her, that they showed during the 13's backstory. And then, but this is the first, I believe it's the first openly gay actor to play the doctor, and also the first transgender companion. Do I have that much That's delay, pretty cool. Or are you just like zoning out?
No. There's a little bit of delay. So okay. Like your picture's kind of froze a little bit. It's coming in and out, so it was throwing things off a little bit. So
oh man.
Oh geez. So
well, crap. But yeah, anyway, I'm real excited for the new Doctor Who and everything that's going to come with it. I think it's going to be a good time. So
the picture looks so much better. Maybe just stopping it was the solution. I don't know.
I just,
or maybe not. Yeah.
I'm quitting a couple of other programs just to make sure that nothing else is running to help. So, but I think it's the actual connection.
Well, I mean that
here at the store.
That stuff all sounds good for the future of Doctor Who for sure. So, because I know when the last Doctor, she kind of had a short stay, and I think people were a little bit bummed about that. So,
well, yeah, she had a lot to go, a lot going against her, because there were a lot of fans that said, you know,
yep,
not going to do it with a woman.
Yeah. Some people just can't get on board with that. I don't see the problem with it, you know? Like,
yeah. I mean, the her parts of the stories were good. It's like they just put way too many companions in there, and it was hard to filter through that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the fact that Chimbal writes very dark stuff. You know, he did Broadchurch. He did the first two seasons of Torchwood, which is one of the reasons why he, you know, got to do come back to Doctor Who and do Doctor Who as the showrunner, was because he did so well with Davies, and then he did Torchwood, and you know, I don't know, people need to relax and just enjoy it for what it is, because you know what, we have it, that's what matters.
Yep.
You know, Because then once it's gone, everybody goes Firefly and is like, oh, we needed more. It never got a good ending. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And it's,
yep.
Dial it down, people.
So. Yep.
Oh, Ron ordered his
ticket. Yeah, the more,
way to go.
The more you act like that.
Way to be late.
The more you act like that, you know, like the more you are helping cancel things like that, you know.
Right.
Enjoy it or don't watch it.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it is.
Just a reminder. Just a reminder too. The second Thursday in June, we're going to have our buddy Chris Anderson come on again and talk about his new Kickstarter with his buddy David Acampa, who is, I believe, he's the writer or one of the co-writers on this project. But yeah, so. I don't know David, but we know Chris, and Chris is an awesome guy. So looking forward to having him come on again. So,
oh, and I know Marvin's in the chat, so I'm going to make sure everybody is reminded that his Kickstarter for the Edge graphic novel has started, and I believe it's funded, right? If not, it's really, really close.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. I actually still need to go and hit the retailer end for that so that we have some on the shelf. But I will do it. I promise, Marvin. I will do it. So, and
that's it for me. That's all I got.
Yeah. I'm still freaking exhausted. I just want to thank everybody again who helped with the move. That was so good. It went so smoothly. Now we're just kind of the nitty gritty stuff that has been, for lack of a better term, the stuff that has been basically blind-eyed since Century 3.
Yeah.
And, it's stuff that, just needs to be taken care of. So we're getting the rest of that out. The Mills actually has expanded, and the Dollar Book room opens on Saturday. So make sure you guys go check that out. All those dollar books moved out there. Plus they added some more. So go check out the new expanded dollar room at the Mills.
Nice.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, and if you came and helped and you didn't get your store credit yet, please come down and get your store credit. Thank everybody for helping. So
absolutely. Store
looks fantastic.
It does. There were a lot of people that came in and got, that we got compliments on today. Yeah. So it was good. Good, real good. So this is a little bit of a short one this week, and then next week we'll probably be in full swing, and then we'll do one more before the show, and that'll be it. So
next week's the last one before the show, right?
Two
more before the show. That's right, more before the show.
And don't forget, Howard Bender is coming to cosplay karaoke to do caricatures of people. So stop down the Hard Rock on the 31st. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Howard's a fun dude to hang out with. So make sure you check that out.
We still have to get our breakfast scheduled.
Absolutely. Yeah. Probably after the show, though.
Maybe Pamela's.
No, dude. He lives in Mount Lebanon. We're going to the doorstop.
Oh, okay.
Equally as good. Guy Fury approved.
Yes.
So cool.
All right, everybody. All right.
Well, have a great night, guys. We will catch everyone next week. And don't forget to get your tickets for Three Rivers Comic Con.
All right. Take it easy.
Laters.